Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 455 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 37, Fishing for a Friend.
It aired November 2nd, 2002, written by Suzy Shimoyama and directed by Taro Sakamoto.
Suzy's back. It's been a minute.
Have we looked up Taro Sakamoto before?
I don't think he was clickable.
He's not now.
I don't know. I feel like he is Koichi's relative of some sort.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I want to find out. I'm going to scroll back and see if there's like a first instance that is clickable. It does not look like it. All he's directed is some episodes of Wild Force.
I think he might have done some Time Force 2.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, but I don't actually remember if he did or not. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. There's only like 4 episodes left, so like you might as well, right? For us, your friends.
Hopefully you have been this whole time, or else you have a lot of episodes you need to catch up on.
Yeah, you're going to want to catch up. You're going to want to binge 30-some-odd episodes, so get going. After you listen to this, then you can do that. This is more important, obviously.
More cultural impact.
I mean, nowadays, who knows? It's impossible to tell, really. Anyway, we're going to go watch Fishing for a Friend right now.
Wild Time! We're back from our fishing trip for a friend.
We caught a big one.
We did.
It got away, but it was this big. You should have been there.
Gonna stuff it, put it on the wall.
Yep, make it sing like a Billy Bass. Those weren't real fish. I know they weren't real fish.
I'm not convinced.
I mean, they don't exist anymore. They got rid of all of them in the year 2002.
there's one in my basement.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, like a real one?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a real, like, why? Who's?
I look, it's an old house, and it came with a bunch of, like, stuff stored in the basement.
Any old enough house just has a big mouth Billy Bass sitting around.
That's right.
Just waiting for someone to walk by so he can sing you Boat Drinks by Jimmy Buffett. I also don't think it would do Boat Drinks. It'd probably go with some of the bigger hits. Maybe Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I don't remember any songs that a Billy Bass sang.
Probably a Margaritaville. Have we done this bit before?
We definitely talked about Boat Drinks. I don't know if it was in the context of a Big Mouth Billy Bass or not.
I feel like it was. And everything old is new again. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes. And I'm going to just say it, up through Lost Galaxy, because this is coming out in a month and we're not recording for 2 weeks. And your new schedule is in. So, next Monday, instead of recording Power Rangers, just put up Lost Galaxy.
We'll see. Maybe I'll do it next Tuesday.
Okay, fair. However the spirit moves.
Maybe. Yeah. I won't do
well,
it. Well. And then you'll be a liar.
Then
boy,
I'll be
that
a
egg,
you look
that
like
egg
a
will
fool.
Sure be on your face.
I look like a fool in front of dozens of people. Possibly. What else? We also got classic feeds updated through Turbo. That also maybe will be updated through InSpace by the time this comes out.
Probably.
Who knows? So you can go listen to those there. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Gravenstein Podcasts. We're on Google Play sometimes and Stitcher and Podbay and Podbay B and Poddenstein. Poddenstein. Poddenstein is just...
Poddenstein!
Is that Alice Cooper?
Yeah.
It sounded like he was here. That was so dead on.
I know. This is why we need to get super famous so I can go on The Masked Singer and everyone will think I'm Alice
Cooper.
Everyone will
think you're Alice Cooper. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm looking at a Gravenstein apple now and it's not nearly as...
No, it's just like a regular apple.
Not nearly as foreboding as I thought it would
be. Yeah, it's
be.
Just like, oh, the picture for Gravenstein stopped loading when I just opened it. I don't know what it looks like anymore.
It does say here, origin unknown.
Unknown. Where did this apple come from?
Possibly Germany or Italy, but it arrived in Denmark in 1669, and this has been Gravenstein Corner.
Gravenstein podcasts are found in a castle in Transylvania, and no one knows where it came from. If you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, that helps out a bunch. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. Rizzle's $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes, bonus episodes, Teddy Teen Jail Fighters from Beverly Hills review episodes. All sort of episodes just for you if you go to patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. It's a Monday episode, so we don't got to do anything extra. We don't got to do anything except for talk about the episode. We do have to do one thing, which is the show, but...
Other than that. Nothing. We don't got to do nothing.
So you want to just jump in?
I do.
We start off with Master Orc pacing around the Orc lair. I think... From context clues from later in the episode, I think this place is the Nexus.
It has to be.
Because later on, they'll be like, we have to find the Nexus, and this is what they're talking about.
Yeah,
so,
does that also mean that the whole time this cave has been the Nexus?
Yes, it has to be.
Has this jail cell been just out of the shot?
Yeah, it was around the corner time. In a hallway. It was actually wallpapered over on accident, and he just tore all the wallpaper down. Now there's a big jail cell there. So he's pacing around, and he, like, walks up to Shayla, and Shayla's like, Master Orc, I'm not afraid of you, and also, you're gonna fail.
Shayla approaches the jail bars and, like, puts her hand on it, like, you gotta bust me out of here, I love you.
I've definitely seen maybe a movie or two on Late Night Cinemax that had a similar setup to that. And she's like, yeah, you're going to fail because you suck and Power Rangers don't because you're an org.
She basically just says the bad guys don't win. It's Power Rangers.
It's Power Rangers. Except asterisk, one time they did win. Actually, at the end of two different seasons, the bad guy definitively won.
That's true.
Because the end of three, they blew up.
That led into them losing in the next season.
Well, you know, that's a different season. That was different people, different stakes. Then also, you know, at the end of Turbo, the Power Rangers basically had like some torn up clothes and a stolen spaceship, and that's it. And Alpha couldn't even talk because he got blown up a little bit. So he walks away and he takes out like this thing that looks like a cartoon water mine, like from old Looney Tune commercial.
Yeah.
And he puts it.
Acme brand water mine.
Yeah. And he just puts it on like a cup holder. And he's like, yeah. It's really bringing the room together. I don't know what he's doing.
I thought he was gonna make an org out of it, and like,
yeah, but
no, it just sits on this little cup holder. He will come back to it later and he'll look at it and go, still, yeah.
And he adds like a couple things. He's just like decorating. Like we literally just watched Master Org decorate in for like two scenes.
Is this a flip or is this a flop? Find out after the break.
Oh, Tarek and Christine are gonna have a real problem on their hands with this one. So we cut over to Cole, and he's on top of the Pride Rock, and he's talking to Big Red Lion, and he's like, hey, don't worry, I know you're nervous, but we're gonna get Shayla back. And Red Lion's like, you better.
The Red Lion like yells at him, and Cole's like, I know, she is brave. So the conversation is Cole being like, don't worry, we're gonna get her back, and then the lion's like, she's brave.
Cole's like, yeah, man, you're right. Then we cut to Jindrax, and he's hiding in a warehouse, in like a dirty, bombed out warehouse, because there's just like rubble on the floor,
and like, yeah, there's a lot of crumpled up newspaper.
Yeah, and he's just like against a like a crate, being sad, looking at the mirror, and he's like, oh man, what am I gonna do? And then he hears like a noise. And a cat jumps across him, and he grabs like a big, and it's probably like a blanket, but he like hides behind it. He's like, who is that? What do you want?
Well, because he just said, if Master Org ever finds me, I'm toast.
Oh, yeah, that is true. So he's hiding behind a blanket. Not his face.
No, just like his legs. Just his legs up to his waist. He's like, oh, no.
And it's a little cat. It's a black cat, runs across him. He's like, oh, man, I wish Tosca was here. She always knew what to do. And then... we hear a voice, and it's Toxica's voice, And she's in the mirror that he has. And she's like, Jindrax, I'm trapped a ghost. I'm in the spirit world. And you need to get me out of here. And he's like, yeah, what do I got to do? Absolutely, anything. And she's like, the thing that put me in here can also bring me back. I'm counting on you. And then she kind of fades away. And he's like, I don't know what that means. Oh, man, I'm too dumb for this.
I'm going to take a stroll downtown.
I'm going to go walk down a strip mall. We'll see what happens. So we cut away from there. We cut to the Power Rangers on the Animarium. They're all talking about how they don't know where the Nexus is and that that's where Shayla is. And since Shayla is at the Aura Lair, then that must be the Nexus. I feel like every time they mentioned the Nexus before, they always used it kind of metaphysically, like, you know, the Nexus of the power and org
like,
stuff.
Like the org's morphing grid.
Yeah. But no, it's a basement.
It's a cave basement.
It's just a place. It's got a big mouth of Billy Bass on the wall. You know, just like a regular basement stuff.
When you push it, it sings the deer song.
I would shoot that with a gun.
You know what's super crazy about Big Mouth Billy Bass is you spend like four easy payments of $29.99 or whatever.
$29.99, yeah.
To get it in your house, and you put it on your wall, and there's like, I think they're motion activated, so you just piss off anyone who comes
yeah,
to your
yeah.
house.
Well, they had, I don't know, someone I know with a too much expendable income had it. And there's like a setting to where you can like flip it to like you just push a button so it won't be motion sensitive, but there is a motion sensor in there, so you can just put it on the wall and be like, guess what, you're gonna hear What's New Pussycat every time you walk by.
It's like, ooh, barracuda.
What if it's only Fish songs?
It has to be.
The band Fish.
It would be ridiculous if it didn't just sing Fish songs.
I don't know any Fish, like Fish the band with PH. I don't know any of their songs because they suck. So, you know, it's just all like 40-minute jam sessions. They're like, that was a song. And I'm like, nah.
But also like the tamest, most elevator music jam sessions.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of high people being like, I'm just going to noodle around on this.
Fish is for drugs.
Yeah. And so I don't know any of their songs, but what if it just played like one of their songs, like one 40-minute song of theirs every time you walked by? I don't think it would have sold as much as if it would have had like Margaritaville.
Right. That's why it cost so much money. They had to pay Fish all those royalties.
Those royalties. We see like a shot of an org. I say a shot of an org. It's like org spirit, but it's just like kind of a fuzzy cloud in the corner on the camera.
It feels like they messed up the effect because it's like just off the screen. It's like a little bit of it coming in from the side, but half of it is just not on the screen.
And it's like it's in like the corner, which like doesn't make it look like we're following it. It looks like there's a smudge on the lens.
Yeah.
And they just sort of like keep it in. That's org now. So it goes and possesses a steam engine. I don't know if we see it possess a steam engine because I looked away for a second.
I don't think so. I think it just kind of forms.
Just kind of goes somewhere. Then we cut to the Animarium to pool squirts. And they're just like, we got to save Princess Shayla later because there's an org.
Cole sprints across the Animarium to like dive into the pool to fight the org or whatever. And everyone else just like looks up.
They just like looked over.
They look up at him. He's like, we got to fight the org. And they all just like look back down.
I forget who. I think it's either Max or Danny. They're
it's
like
Danny.
Is it Danny who's like, we, you know, what about Shayla? And Cole's like, we got to do the org. It's what you would have wanted. Like, we got to do one thing at a time. They go to fight him. We cut from there to Jindrax walking down a sidewalk in like Keene. He's like walking down by Toy City, just doing nothing.
He's like talking it out with himself, like what Toxica meant.
Yeah. And then so there's a little flashback of her getting like blasted into stories like the Jungle Blaster. All right. So I got to get the Power Rangers to use the Jungle Blaster. So that way I can get her back to recharge her horn with it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. First, though, I'm going to need some supplies. And a lady walks by and goes, what are you looking at? And she's like, ah, okay, sorry.
Yeah, he's like, hi, get out of here.
He's like fully monster. He has a human form. We've seen it.
Yeah.
He's just not in it. And he's like walking down the road. And this woman's not scared as much as she is like, okay, this guy's yelling at me.
Yeah. Well, she stops, doesn't stop, but when she walks by, she looks at him like, what are you?
What
are
is
you
this?
A street performer? Do I toss you a dollar? And he's like, keep moving.
So he's like, time to get some supplies. Goes into a fishing store. Goes into Dick's Sporting Goods, the fishing section. And he goes and grabs, he's like talking about how good the fishing rod that he grabs. He's like, oh yeah, this is good, high tensile strength.
Yeah, he's like,
she's a fighter.
Extra strong fishing line. I'm getting, she's going to be a fighter.
And then he goes to leave, and the guy behind the counter, who was basically like an asleep robot, like he was like a powered down robot until Jindrax walks by him. He's like, hey, you going to pay for that? Jindrax like looks, he has a wallet, and he's like, ah, here it is. Oh, sorry. There's no money in it.
What like a little girl's wallet he has?
It's like silver with a pink star on it.
The
it matches him.
Inside of it is like pink lined.
Yeah, it's cute. And he's like, oh, I don't have any cash. Do you take credit? And the guy's like, yup. And so he pulls out his Org Express MasterCard.
A joke like, right out of Batman Forever.
Never leave the cave without one. He says the never leave the cave without one. That joke is from Batman.
Yep.
Is that Batman Forever or is that Batman and Robin?
That is...
I feel like George Clooney said that.
I feel like it's Batman Forever because I think the... If George Clooney did say that...
That would be Batman and Robin.
He wasn't
Batman?
Batman
Forever was Val Kilmer.
Oh, maybe it was that. I swear it was like a Batman Forever credit card, though.
It might have been, and then they put it in the next movie?
Maybe.
To make it real? I don't know. Write in. Which one was it? I'm not going to do a Google. So then he leaves. We cut to wherever the org is about to be, and Merrick meets up. He's like, the wind told me this monster's really tough. It's like, okay. Is the wind animus still? Because I thought he died, and I was happy about that.
He just can... He hears the wind the way that Cole can hear the lion.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Like I think wolves can do.
Like a wolf does. That's why they have big wind ears.
Mm-hmm. To catch the wind, to tell them if it's dangerous or not. So then out comes Locomotive Man. He's a big steam engine. And he's extremely powerful, apparently. And he beats the hell out of the Rangers. Jindrak shows up. He's like, all right, cool. Time to do this. Gets the horn on the fishing line. He's going to dangle it out.
That's what I thought he was going to do with the fishing pole.
What did he do with the fishing pole?
Stay tuned.
Okay. I looked down. I actually don't know. I didn't remember
He doesn't use the fishing pole yet. Because right now he has the horn and he's watching. And he's like, yeah, they're going to use the salad shooter. And I'm going to throw the horn in it or something.
Yeah.
But no, he does. The fishing pole is for later.
The fishing pole, yeah, it is. It is for
the
whole, end.
The whole time he's shopping for the fishing pole, I'm like, oh, he's going to use it and like dangle it in front of the Power Rangers shoot the gun.
So when they shoot, he can dip it in there. But then he did not do that. And then the Power Rangers start losing. He's like, oh man, this sucks. So we cut back to Master Org for a second. He is rearranging some tchotchkes on several coffee tables.
We get another shot of the mine, I think.
There's a shot of the mine. There's like a... It's not a candle, but there's like a tube thing. And then there's like some other stuff. And then he just starts chanting, but it's like the most tepid chanting ever. He's like... Like, he's like mumbling his chants. And I was like, what? Why? What? Are you trying to do something? Or are you just talking to yourself while you're rearranging your living room? Because we all do that.
Yeah, he's talking. He's like, should I put the chair over in the corner there? Or should that be where the couch goes? And then the TV can go across over here by this outlet. There's a real lack of power outlets here.
I really wish. Oh, that's not the good outlets. I got to put it over. Oh, but then the cable comes from over there.
Right,
oh,
yeah. Jesus. I could get a 100-foot cable and an extension cord. I could put the TV over there. But then the chair kind of blocks the door, so I don't know.
All right, what am I doing? I got a whole couch. I got these three coffee tables with tchotchkes all over. I'm just going to start with this.
Where does the Christmas tree go in December? This is a mess.
Boy, mine's still in my closet. I don't think I'm going to put my Christmas tree up. My Christmas tree is still fully lit. Like, it's still
all
like,
you have to do is just take it out of the closet.
I just need to take it out of the closet. Because, like, look, it was up for 4 years, and Scoot moved in and put it in the closet. And then we're going home for Christmas. So I'll take it out after that when we do post-Christmas Christmas down here. And then we'll put it back in the closet. See you next year. He does that. We cut back to Jindrax, and he's like, okay, the Rangers are losing. If they lose, they can't shoot the salad shooter. And if they can't shoot the salad shooter, then I can't get it. So I need to do something to help them.
Yeah, he's like, wait a minute. The Rangers are doing bad. This isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, this isn't the way it goes. And then we get a flashback of Toxica in the mirror from like 3 minutes ago. And she's like, the thing that killed me will bring me back. And he's like, okay, right. I got to do this. So he jumps in between Locomotive Man and the Power Rangers. And Locomotive Man's like, oh, yeah, Duke Org. Heck yeah. What's up, man? Let me do your bidding because you're a Duke Org. And the Rangers are like,
the Rangers are all down and they're like, oh crap, Alpha.
Yeah, they're like, oh no. And he's like, what, you want me to kill the Power Rangers now, Duke Org? And Jindrax's like, no, these ones are mine. And he pulls out his sword and he spins around and slashes Locomotive Man across the front.
Hits him with a ninja trick.
Oh yeah, ninja tricked him. What up? And so there's like a little explosion, and then he grabs his arm, spins behind him, and puts him in like kind of a like a chicken wing. And he's like, Rangers, shoot him with your jungle gun. And they're like, what? Taylor's like, hold on a minute. Should we do this? Should we trust him? And Cole's like, we don't really have another chance to kill him if we don't do it right now.
Yeah, Taylor is a little weird in this one because she's both like, I don't know about this, but then also like, we might not get another shot at it.
Yeah.
So I guess we just take it.
We'll just do it. We'll see what happens.
But also, like, they know Jindrax is in a weird place right now because they heard his whole I hate orgs now speech in the last episode.
Yeah.
So it is a really, like, conflicting do we or don't we? Is he on our side or is he a tweener? Like,
right, exactly. Is he a Dean Ambrose or is he, you know, has he picked a side?
Jindrax, the lunatic fringe.
John Moxley. I know you haven't watched like any AEW. John Moxley rules so much. Do you remember all those moments where we were like, dang, why isn't Dean Ambrose like the guy?
Yeah.
Well, John Moxley's just the guy. He's ripped. He wrestles very good. He doesn't do any goofy like, hey, I've got ketchup and mustard in holsters. To squirt Randy Orton with.
Yeah, I went all the way to Coney Island. I brought a hot dog cart back because yeah, I'm crazy.
None of that garbage. He just beats the piss out of people, and it's wonderful. I love it so much. Also, he doesn't wrestle in a shirt, so he looks like a pro wrestler. He does wear pants. He's got, like, combat pants on. And when he went to New Japan, like, right after he got out, and he was in New Japan, he wrestled in trunks, and I was like, that's a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
And he wore them, like, once in AEW, and he's been wearing pants for the rest of the time. I was like, no, go back to the trunks. You look like the most pro wrestler there's ever been. Please go back. So anyway, they shoot Locomotive Man with the jungle gun or whatever. Jindrax jabs the horn into the thing and stalls it for a second and then pulls it back, and then it goes and hits Locomotive Man. And it blows Locomotive Man up. Jindrax is like thrown back a little bit. Locomotive Man's dead. And the Rangers is like, Jindrax, thank you for helping us. That, like, we never would have beat him without you. And he's like, I don't care. I was only helping me. And then he grows. He pulls out Toxica's staff and he's like, something total drive, fallen org, new life. And he grows to the org. And they're like, Jindrax, what the hell, man?
Yeah, but then the org is like, Duke Org, I hate you, and tries to step on him.
he's like, hey, I'm going to kill you. And Jindrax is like, oh, I didn't think of that. So he's like stumbling backwards and he just keeps doing this like slapstick, like trying to get away and tripping over like a rock and tumbling down a dirt mound. And it's very funny, but he has the horn, is powered up, and he gets out of there. So the Rangers call their Zords. The Zords get blasted on their way down, it seems like. They're just all of a sudden down. And the Ranger's like, oh no, Lion. And they're like, and Sharky. Max calls him Sharky.
And Sharky and Steven.
And they're all down. They're like, yeah, all right,
they go through all of, they form the Megazords, and then Locomotive Man just like runs through them and they pop apart again. And they go through, like, all of them are hurt, but we never hear Danny say that the bison is hurt.
Right.
And at first I was important. Like, well, I guess. Yeah, at first I was like, well, Danny just doesn't give a crap about his bison, I guess. But
no, he's got the rhino now. What's he need the bison for?
Yeah, that'll come up later.
Yeah, they put together what I am calling the Kongazord thick mode because it's rhino pants Kongazord. So it's like the thickest pants and the big arms and the big chest. He gets like knocked through. They do the soccer kick. It doesn't work. Merrick has the gator spear thing, goes to stab him. That gets knocked out of the hand. Then he does this like, I don't know what pro wrestler did it, but someone used to do like a train run. They'd be like, chuk, chuk, chuk. It was the Godfather. Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah. So you know who that was.
It took me a second. Because in my head, I was like, it's someone in a white shirt and black pants. That's the Goodfather.
Right.
Because I think about Right to Censor a lot and how Stephen Richards should have been the world champion. And maybe that's an opinion only I share, but
when they were hot, I think that would have been a good time.
Right to Censor was the hottest act they had. It was the perfect bad guy for the Attitude Era, but Triple H wanted to be champion, and so they disbanded all of them, and it sucked. Stephen Richards should have been WWF World Heavyweight Champion. I want to live in that world. That's also the same world where Bart the Machine Gun is a former WWF champion.
Right.
What could have been.
That legendary feud with Billy, the one Billy Gunn the and one Bart Billy the Machine Gunn.
People give the one Billy Gunn a lot of crap. That guy ruled.
Yeah, that gimmick was good.
That was good. The one and only, the like the Cobra Clutch drop. That was a good finish.
Yeah.
The one Billy Gunn had it. He's a former King of the Ring when it mattered.
He's the first one that did it.
Well,
even King Mabel mattered more than Billy Gunn.
Yeah, he had people carry him to the ring. Anyway, so everybody's down. They're like, all right, we need to put the Isis Megazord together. And Dane's like, the Rhinozord is too injured. It can't be pants. It's too hurt for that. And the bison's like, I'm good.
I'm good,
and
bro. Like,
and the Dane's like, the bison says he's good. Like, all right, let's do it. And then Merrick's like, Wolf, Hammerhead, you guys good too? And they're like, yeah, we're still fine. And so they put together this big hodgepodge Megazord that is the Falcon as the chest and head and wings, the Wolf and the Hammerhead for the arms, and the bison for the pants.
I really like that they're like, we only have these toys. All the other toys are broken.
Yeah.
So we have to see if these ones can be put together. Because Merrick's even like, can they combine? And Cole's like, we're about to find out.
Boy, I hope so. Also, at one point during like the last little bit of the fight, when it was a Predazord and the Thick Megazord, they did switch out for the spear at one point. But that basically just knocked him back. So he could charge up his Ho train run.
Yeah. He also took Merrick's like alligator staff and
hit him with it. Because they use it for the Isis Predazord Predator the Isis mode or whatever.
Isis
it's
Megazord
called.
Predator mode.
Okay. And they call it the Wings of Animaria attack. Where they just basically rush at it and hit it with their whole body, I think. And he dies, and now it's dead, and we cut back to Jindrax. And so we've been cutting back to him fishing. Like, there's, like, the mirrors on the ground, and...
Yeah, this was what that was for.
Yeah, well, look, you know, it works.
He ice fishes for Toxica, because he just, like, dips it in this little hole that's the mirror.
Yeah, and he's like, he lowers
it
down.
Ties the horn to a string. He's like, I'm going to get her now.
So he lowers it down, and a hand comes up and grabs it, and it's a very nicely manicured hand. I wonder who it could be. He pulls her out, and it's Toxica, and she's
Clock
back.
It's Clockman. Oh, no.
Oh, no. His nails are so nice. But no, it's Toxica, and she's so happy. They're both so happy. She, like, jumps into Jindrax's arms, and he has her, like, bridal style, and they're just, like, spinning around, happy to be reunited, and it's very sweet.
Can't wait for the Rangers to kill him later.
I really hope they just leave, you know? I really hope they just, like, go away.
Yeah.
And don't get killed by the Power Rangers. Then we cut to Master Org. Wait, no, do we? Oh, no, we go to commercial. When we come back, they're like on a swing, like a swing set out in the desert. There's nothing else around. They're on like a desert road that's got a swing set on it. And they're just talking about how I forget what she said. She's like, we got to think of what to do next. And he's like, oh, I'm glad you're back, because when you were gone, all I could think about was getting you back, because I'm very stupid. She's like, hey, don't say that about yourself. And he's like, oh, thanks. And then she's like, you know what? We need to start looking out for us now. It's time for a change. She's like, stands up and starts walking away. He's like, hey, don't change without me.
Enough is enough. It's time for a change.
And there's also a universe where Owen Hart was a WWF champion.
Yep.
Infinite possibilities. That would have been, oh, what a good run that would have been. Anyway, before I get sad about Owen Hart. So they like walk off. We cut to Master Org. He comes up to Shaley. He's like, it's time. And finally, you're going to be of some use.
He's like in the cell. Because yeah, there's no bars between them. So he's either standing in the open door of it, or he's just in there with her.
He is in the cell because he grips her necklace off and walks away and has to like do a weird duck to get his horn under the door. And he shuts the door and walks away. And then we saw him take her necklace. He takes the necklace, rips it off, leaves.
Yeah.
She clutches it.
She clutches and even goes, my necklace.
My necklace. And that's where it ends. Just so you know that her necklace has been taken. And that's the end of the episode. And Josh, I started.
Oh, crap, Alpha.
What's the best?
I think the best is hodgepodging. No, it's not. Hodgepodging the Megazord together is pretty cool. But the best is Jindrak's just like getting Toxica back.
Their reunion made me tear up. It was so sweet. I very much like them. Because
the whole time he's doing it, like, it's in this weird gray area of, like, we definitely want him to get Toxica back, but he's also really being a dink.
is he?
He is a little bit, because he tells that lady, like, very rudely to get away. He does pay for the stuff instead of killing the shopkeep.
See, I thought he was just going to be like, no, and throw a knife at him. But he didn't. He paid for it on credit.
But he does tell the Rangers, like, I'm not helping you. I'm doing this. This is for me. But he says it in, like, a I hope he kills you kind of a way.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still, you know, they still
his
brother.
That's true. He's still a bad guy. But in this moment, you're rooting for him to get his friend back.
Yeah, I think he's a bad guy, but not in like the traditional evil sense. Yeah, just in the like
he's a bad guy, but he's not a bad he's not guy.
Bad guy. He has little chicken legs. He could not crush man's head like Sparrow Egg.
No.
What's the worst?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the worst, because I actually really like this episode.
It was pretty good.
I mean, I know we haven't talked about it a lot. We're at like 40 minutes recording time and we're in the, you know, the end stuff. Because like it's just a lot of fights, but the fights were interesting because like they kept having to switch stuff out and like they're fighting, you know, from like underneath because they're getting their butts kicked. So I liked a lot of stuff. I think the worst for me is Master Org's little like wussy chanting that he was doing.
Every time we got back to Master Org, he's like, how could I make my cave just a little homier?
Just got to, oh, what if I get a fern? I could get a plant, maybe, oh, put it around here.
Yes, I could keep my mind next to the fern.
Yeah, put the mind next to the fern. Fern really blows in the wind, blows up the mines.
Really could use a mantle in here to put all my mines on.
What even is all that stuff?
I mean, it's gonna come up, but right now, because, like, they focused on the mine too much for him to just be decorating.
Right.
But right now, it's just like, what the heck? This is not even anything we've seen or heard about before.
No, he's doing some sort of ritual for some sort of endgame ultimate power, because there's one more episode that's not...
That's not the finale.
Yeah, not a finale episode, and then there's a two-part finale, so... Clearly it's something for that, but he's just like, oh, I hate what Mandalok did with the place. I'm going to put some stuff back up. What's your worst?
This looks like a space castle. This is terrible.
Right, yeah. So is that your worst too?
Or
you got a better one?
I'm going to worst Shayla being the helpless damsel in distress after we saw that she could kick ass.
Yeah, that sucks.
I bet this season's going to end and she's only going to kick ass one time, and I hate that.
You're probably not wrong. Who's the MVP?
It's the shopkeeper, right? It has to be.
I didn't like that guy very much. I was hoping he would get a knife thrown at him.
That was a joke.
I think it's Jindrax.
It's Jindrax, yeah.
The whole, like,
or
ninja
the woman,
trick.
Or the woman at the mall.
The woman at the mall was also very good. He was like, stop yelling at me, I'm leaving. But the ninja trick, the, like, the Rangers, you know, get him. Go and get very good. Him just, like, being sad about Toxica and then being, like, so happy when she's back. It's very good. Very good stuff. Now we got to rank the episode, Josh.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty middle. Upper middle, maybe?
I think it's upper middle, if I was just shooting my shot. I don't think it's as good as a Team Carnival.
No, I don't think so.
Which I think is like and that's top 10. So that's like the top quarter of the list at this point. So what about... Okay, number 13 was Power Play. That's the one where Toxica turned into Necronomica. And just kept, like, showing up and then leaving until she was, like, blasted and turned back into Toxica.
Hmm.
Is it better or worse than that?
I don't remember any of the nuances of that episode.
Same. I'm impressed that I remember that she did keep leaving. She'd have the upper hand. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to come back sometime. You're going to be surprised.
I gotcha. Later. Bye. I gotcha later.
Gotcha later.
I'm going to say... no, I don't think it is.
You don't think Power Play is better, or you don't think this one's better?
I don't think this one's better.
Okay. Under that is the Ancient Warrior. That could be any number of ones about Zenaku. Is that the one where Merrick got out of Zenaku?
Maybe. And then we just met Merrick. And he sucks.
Yeah, that is also the first sighting of that bad soul patch. His hair looks especially bad in this episode. We didn't really touch on it, but it looks like a wig.
The wind blows it back, and instead of blowing backwards like hair does, it just like poofs out a little bit on the side.
Yeah, it's because the top has a layer of gel crust, so it catches underneath it like an updraft.
It just blows him away.
I don't remember the Ancient Warrior. Do you still have the list of episodes pulled up?
I think I do.
Can you tell me what that one is?
I don't. I have Gravenstein pulled up. Hang on, I can backtrack to
can
it.
Can you
here.
Not do multiple tabs?
I can. I just usually don't. Episode 15. The ancient Animus intervenes to reveal Zenaku's true identity. Merrick, the ancient warrior who defeated Master Org by using the Curse Wolf mask. By defeating the Protozord with new Zords, the Rangers break the curse, returning Merrick back to normal. So Animus pops up and shows them when he put the wolf mask on. So it's like the Zenaku origin story and also the defeat of him.
Okay. Animus is not in this one, so that's a plus in this one's column.
I think this is probably better than that.
I feel like I like it better than that. So below Power Play, above the Ancient Warrior, coming in at number 14... Fishing for a Friend. What a season one ass title.
It's got season one ass jokes in it.
And that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what's the next episode called?
The next one is Sealing the Nexus.
Okay. Probably some stuff will happen.
Probably.
That could be exciting.
Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater and Wade Barrett.
Oh, no. The Nexus got sealed so bad.
Those were the core.
They were also in the Nexus. The core was everyone from the Nexus plus Ezekiel Jackson when they split and one went to SmackDown.
Yep. They're going to come out and they're going to tear the Animarium apart. They're going to rip the mat up.
Choke out Justin Roberts.
Get fired. And
come
rehired.
Back at SummerSlam. Speaking of coming back, did you see Daniel Bryan's new? He's back to looking like the American Dragon.
Yeah, I can't believe they just went back 10 years and plucked him out of time.
He looks the damn same. he's a vampire.
I hope, because he's going to fight Bray Wyatt at like the Rumble probably.
Yeah.
I hope it's just like the plain red tights.
Oh, I want the burgundy tights. I want him to just use wrestling moves. I want to see like extremely deep bar hammer locks. And like, I want him to win the title with a small package. You know?
He is like, Mr. Like, small package.
Because, so, someone said, we're a little early, so we might as well talk about wrestling for one second. So, somebody, I think it was Brandon Stroud, said, like, the best possible way to do The Fiend at this point is show that he is impervious to, like, violence and incredible harm, but he is not impervious to the basics of pro wrestling. So Daniel Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, is the best person to beat him.
Yeah.
Because he's the best at the fundamentals of wrestling. And I would love that more than anything else in the world. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We're going to watch Sealing the Nexus on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching...
We didn't sink.
We didn't sink.